Hi, I'm John.
Hi, I'm Adriana.
And this is Kanye Conversations. So, last episode, before the episode, we asked any listeners to follow us on Instagram and ask a question through that. Mm-hmm. And Adriana, do you want to tell how incredible the feedback was?
It's so incredible, John. Let's see. Well, we did gain followers. That was pretty good. Thank you so much for following us. We followed you right back. And we got one response to our request for some questions. My little brother Danny. Thanks so much. Love your support. So we're gonna answer that question and a few others.
Yeah, we got a few others that have been thought of and asked. And so we will be going through those. Mm-hmm. Well, do you want to first answer Danny's one and then do these?
Sure. Okay, so my brother asked, what would you say is the best, like, live performance by Kanye West? Which is a pretty great question because Danny and I, like, one thing that we love to do is, like, watch, like, videos together, like, about Kanye. And, like, sometimes we'll, like, just like watch the whole thing, like we watch live orchestration together or late orchestration together, so I think maybe that's like where he's coming from. So I know mine. Do you know yours? Because you've seen him in concert.
I have. I don't know, I feel like it's something that, like, whatever I say, wait, what's the question exactly? What do you feel is?
Yeah, what would you say is the best?
So, like, my answer will obviously not be fully informed. Like, I'm not saying, like, this is the best one, but it's, like, of my knowledge. Because the only things I really see are, like, maybe a live performance. Does that count, like, freestyles and stuff?
Yeah.
But, because then there's Pablo, Yeezus, live orchestration, and then Sunday service. I feel like those are the only ones that, like, I am choosing from. So, in those... I really enjoyed, I mean, seeing him live was insane, of course, but I feel like, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but I think Sunday service was a very unique performance that was, like, I just loved so much of it. I would have liked to see him rap more, you know, but I think from what I know of Kanye's performances, I really like that one.
Good. Yeah, I love the Sunday service performances. I remember you texted me, I think it was him performing Heartless.
And you were like, recently?
Yeah.
Like, oh, really, that was amazing.
Amazing.
VH1 Storytellers.
Yeah. So his Storytellers stuff is really good. Yeah. I actually watched that with my brother. I was with him when you texted me. So I thought that was really great. Like, I love when he puts, like, passion into, like, his performance. There was also one performance where he, like, jumped into a lake. I forgot,
what,
like, which
the...
one. I think it was...
I've not heard of that.
Yeah, it was, he was performing in Armenia. Yeah, he was with Kim, and, like, he jumped into the lake.
That's funny.
I'll have to find out, like, and I'll text you, like, when he did that. But it's, like, that's kind of funny. And so, like, I don't know, favorite moment, like, just so lost. He, like, jumped into the lake. But no, seriously, when he performed, I heard him say during late orchestration. But that was beautiful.
Late orchestration's so good. I feel like there is so much passion in it and so much, like, orchestra, you know? There's a lot of life to the music. It's not just, like, some DJ standing back there playing the track and then he raps over it. Like, there's so much more to it.
Just bringing the Chicago, like, instruments and inspired so many people. So I think that's, like, what I would say is, like, the best one, but... Those are two pretty solid answers.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay. You're welcome, Danny. Yeah. Hope you're happy with those answers.
Yeah, I hope so, too. All right.
All right, so some other questions that have been asked by someone are, how did you make the podcast? And how did you make the podcast? I don't know exactly what to do with that. Kind of like, how did we think of it? How do we make the podcast? Because it's the tense is a little bit off there of did, because it's past tense, but it should be progressive, right?
Oh, well, yeah. The transverbal, like, matrix, John, is taking us to English class.
The transverbal matrix is, it's definitely within me at this point.
Oh, we can answer both of those things.
Okay.
Do you remember how we came up with this? I think it was your idea.
I feel like I was talking with my friend Justin, and we were going to have a podcast, because we disagree on a lot of things, but, like, we have really good conversations, and so we were going to have something, and then I was like, oh, like, something about a podcast, and, like, oh, maybe we should have a Kanye podcast, but, yeah, maybe sometime during work that happened. And then I don't remember the moment, the conception of the podcast.
I don't really remember either. I do remember, though, that you told me that you had, like, talked for 30 minutes about
Yes. When was that? I think I was driving home from Leadership Summit. And then I just wanted to, like, express my Kanye ideas. So then I, like, just pretended like I was a podcast. I was kind of weird. But, like, I just pretended like I was being interviewed. Or, like, I was just expressing my views. Like, I was going to write an essay about it. About, like, the life of Pablo. And then I told you about that. Yeah, and then I, like, ranted walking up and down my hallway for, like, 20 minutes talking into my phone. Then I sent that to you. And then, like, yeah, I forgot about that for a minute.
Yeah. I think that's when because I listened to it on my drive home, and I was like, I think, yeah, I could definitely talk about Kanye for sure. So, yeah, I think that's like, and then I think you and I just were like, yeah, let's do it. And just kind of head first.
Yeah, we weren't sure, like, equipment-wise, but we found our way. We found a studio.
We found a great studio.
That's reliable, and we found a good recording mic that is pretty reliable as well.
Absolutely.
So. But, and how we continue to make the podcast, we just go to work and then we talk and we ask, and then we have a Google Drive of some potential ideas. And yeah, I guess a lot of the work behind it is Adriana, though. Of like, she made all the social media accounts. She got us up on SoundCloud and Spotify and made the, what is it called? The RMMS, you were just saying?
Oh, the RSS.
The RSS. That kind of stuff is beyond me. I don't understand how to do that. We even have a website and everything. And so I think, like, Adriana could testify better to, like, those aspects of it, as you have, like, been the main. I feel like my main role has been, like, oh, just think of things to talk about. But I think you've really made it into the beautiful thing that I think it is.
Aw, thank you. I mean, yeah, I mean, the idea is, like, I couldn't do it without those. So, like, very important role, John. Like, the technicalities of how to make a podcast?
I guess. Okay. You think that's what they...
Maybe. Like, how did you make the podcast? Well, I guess we're hosted, like, through SoundCloud. I don't know. Okay, one day I was at, because I'm a substitute teacher, and they had me in a classroom with a bunch
like
of
aides. 8-hour day.
Yeah, I had 8 hours to, like, just sit in a room where, like, the aides were taking care of it. And, John, I can't stand being unproductive, especially when I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, fine, I'll take this as, like, a time to just, like, learn how to make the podcast. Because I think we didn't start uploading right away.
No, we had probably recorded 5 or 6 episodes. And then, like, one day you came to me like, John, I had 8 hours. I did a lot. And then he showed me, like, thing after thing after thing. It was awesome.
I think I was like, I don't want to overwhelm you, but I did all this. Yeah, which is really sweet. Thanks for not being overwhelmed by all of that. Yeah, so I just Googled. I was like, how do I make a podcast through SoundCloud? And there's, like, an article on how to do it. And then I think I made a new one. I don't know. And then I was like, well, hour 3 is down. Hour 4.
Oh my.
And so I just kind of did what I could. And then follow-up's pretty easy. Like, John will airdrop me the recording. And then I'll just, like, chop it up on Audacity really quickly. Got some good feedback from Connor, by the way, at the party. I took it to heart. And what's cool about SoundCloud is you can upload redone,
like
an edited version. So I think I'm gonna make some edits.
Was it about the music?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't that have to be that way, though, because of...
I think so, but, like, we could, like, test it out, like, see if it, like, doesn't get
see
taken
if the
down.
FBI
catch.
Is paying attention to us.
Definitely. And then just once you upload it onto SoundCloud, then it, like, automatically goes to, like, all the different channels and stuff.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so it automatically goes into Spotify and everything?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's pretty easy. yeah, I feel like nobody on podcasts really talk about, like, how to make one, so.
The stuff no one else is talking about, Adriana.
That's what we're dealing with here.
Yeah. All right, how do you come up with what you want to talk about? How do you come up with what you want to talk about, Adriana?
I feel like my thoughts naturally wander to Kanye West pretty often. Like, I think it's just because I listen to so much of his music, you know? So I feel like we should look at, like, the Google Drive, like, and then I could answer, like, oh, how did I think of that? But Do you want to go first off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head. I remember we talked about Yeezus was the very first episode, and that's something that I'd wanted to, like, talk about for a while, just if it was trash or a masterpiece.
Okay.
And yeah, I feel like it just kind of randomly comes into my head, aside from, like, I feel like choosing songs that I want to analyze are usually songs that have, like, interesting lyrics. Like, I definitely wouldn't analyze, like, Fade, because I feel like my mind is more like looking at lyrics than it is from like a purely musical sound point or standpoint. And so it'd be cool to have people like communicate more like what he's doing with the sound in the production, and that'd be cool. Like, I feel like I have a basic understanding of that, but I think lyrically I'm like way more interested. I'm way more interested lyrically in Kanye than like in the sound. And so it usually comes from, I'll just be like listening to a song and be like, oh shoot, like I like to talk about that and look deeper into it, I guess. But
nice.
Yeah, Sunday Service, though, that one was all just, like, pure reactions. As I was watching it, I was like, okay, I know what I'm going to say. And then especially having this podcast now is, like, if I have an idea, I'm like, oh, let me, like, flesh this out a little bit if I want to talk about it.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Good. I feel like the songs that I choose to analyze are after, like, I don't know, I listened to it. And, like, for the first time in a while, like, Paranoid. I mean, if you would have told me, like, oh, I'm going to analyze Paranoid, I'd be like, off of 808s, like, okay, it's not one of my favorites, but I think I just analyzed that one just because I had like listened to it and I was like, oh, it's kind of unique, I have some thoughts on it. Or I think I analyzed Dark Fantasy. I chose that one because like it hopped into my head when I was becoming like a substitute teacher or like studying to be a teacher. Like, there are just some bars, like, I don't know if you're like this, but definitely like when I'm living my life, sometimes like song lyrics will just come into my head. And so yeah, if like that's a Kanye song, then like, oh, I'll analyze that one. So I feel like they're kind of different. Like, some of, like, I've analyzed like Breathe In, Breathe Out, like just random ones, or Only One. Oh, Only One was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And so I'm just like, I don't know, it just kind of comes. So these are some ideas. Kanye quiz. I think you and I are both pretty competitive. So
yeah, definitely. I think so.
So like the quiz episode was really fun because that was just a fun little competition thing. Or the bracket was fun, too.
Yeah. I enjoyed the bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just, like, a thing on the interweb that was there.
Guests on the show.
Oh, Malcolm, Andrea, TDB.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jason, one day. Jason, one day.
We'll get Jason on. yeah, it'd be fun to have one of the... Ooh, somebody just liked.
No way. Shout out Chambers the Poet, whoever that is.
Chambers the Poet.
We got one follower. Let's go.
Yeah. I feel like the reactions are fun to do because like when Kanye comes out with new songs.
Oh, when Yandy drops. Oh my.
That'll be
like a month's worth of episodes.
Yeah. It'll be such a payoff, too, because, like, we've been talking about a Yanni reaction since, like, literally...
September, at least. Yeah. Yeah,
like, I remember Donovan's wedding, which was so long ago.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Up at Camp Sealy. So, or not Sealy. Wow.
Thousand Pines.
Yeah, it was Thousand Pines over in Crestline. I wrote down a Joe Rogan podcast reaction for an idea, because do you remember he said...
Oh, yeah, he's supposed to get on there.
Mm-hmm.
I heard talks are stalled, but...
Dang.
Hopefully one day.
I watch Joe Rogan clips all the time when I'm getting ready.
That's pretty
like
good.
Straightening my hair, I was like, oh, what does Joe Rogan have to say about this? Like, it's so good. I love Joe Rogan. Just, we've got some good ideas. I feel like this is some good content.
Religious analysis.
Yeah, I put Kanye songs as 1 through 9, like on the Enneagram.
Oh, that's actually really, Adrian, that's a brilliant idea.
Thank you. I have a few ideas. I don't want to ruin it.
I'll think about that.
Okay, cool.
That'll blow my mind.
Good. I won't influence and then vice versa. I have a few that I'm like, because the Enneagram is like a personality, like, how would you describe it?
It's like kind of like the Myers-Briggs, where it's personality, but it's like, I feel like one step deeper of like motivations and like why people do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we'd have to preview with that, but that'd be a really fun episode, I think.
Yeah. So that's kind of how we come up with the ideas, just like keeping them on a Google Drive.
Yeah, it's not like we go into a dark room, light a candle, and like meditate upon what we're gonna, it just kind of pops in.
Cool. All right, John, this is another question. What is your favorite thing about your podcast?
Besides the incredible other host.
Aw, thank you.
I think just talking about something that I, like, care about and am passionate about and don't have to worry too much about, like, weirding someone else out about it. Yeah. Even though that sounds like...
You can't weird me out about Kanye.
Like, I was talking with someone, and they listened to Christian's one, the Talking with Tolkien.
Uh-huh.
Talking with Tolkien podcast. when I was on it, like, oh, like, I didn't realize, like, you're, like, that big of a fan, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I really saw your passion in it. And I feel like Kanye is something that I'm really passionate about, because I feel like he's influenced my life as far as, like, the music he's made a lot. And so I think I just enjoy using skills that I feel like I've learned in analysis or whatever to, like, look at his lyrics, and then also just to, like, I don't know, just talking about something that I care about with someone else who cares about the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think my favorite thing about the podcast is John. Co-hosting with John. Same reason. Yeah, I know that anything I say, I feel like you and I share a lot. And so it's nice to know that, like, I'll be understood if I, like, bring up a friend or if in terms of, like, sharing the space. So that's really cool. I feel like it's unique.
Yeah.
Unique.
Yeah. And it's fun to, like, just... Because I feel like it's fun to have it, but it's still different than, like, just talking into your phone or just having a conversation. Like, there's another element of, like, making it into a podcast. But it's, like, we've discussed so many times, like, it's not about, like... I don't really care if we had, like... one listen, you know? Like, but, and the point of the Q&A was not to be like, oh, like, let's become famous and have followers, but it was more just like who genuinely is listening to this, you know? And I think neither of us have that, like, neither of us are in it to become famous or followers, but, like, it's fun. Like, you can have a conversation around a table, like, drinking water, but, like, with a glass of wine, like, it just changes the dynamics, and, like, you don't even have to, like, have much. It's just, like, there's just something a little bit different about it, I think.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference from when we're recording to, like, when we're, like, at work. Just because we'll talk about Kanye sometimes, but there's definitely, like, an added layer to it that's really fun. It's hard to put into words, but it's good.
Yeah, I think so.
I also just, love Kanye West, so I think it's, like, kind of fun to see, like, how long can this go? Like, how much is there to talk about Kanye? Like, because sometimes I'll bring it up. Like, because I'll be at work and I will, I'll be, like, scribbling stuff on, like, my notebook or something. And then some older ladies one time were like, oh, what are you writing about? And I was like, oh, actually, I have a podcast. And I just wanted to be like that. And I'm like, oh, what do you talk about? And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to own it. And I was like, Kanye West, actually. And they're like,
only Kanye.
I was like, how do you have a podcast on Kanye? I was like, there's a lot of stuff, actually. And I, like, was talking about it. Very, very dignified, John. I was just
That's good.
Really,
yeah,
like,
you gotta be bold.
It. Absolutely. This is who I am. And then, so it's kind of fun just because there is so much to talk about around Kanye, which is nice. Because, I mean, it's not just about Kanye. We're talking about, like, other rappers and just musical theory. And I love when we bring English stuff into it.
I do too, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's so much to be said about rap as a genre and when we take it seriously and I'm pounding lyrics and stuff.
All right. Besides Kanye, what kind of music do you listen to? Besides Kanye, what kind of music do you listen to? That is a good question. I listen to mostly rap, you know. I guess Kanye is technically kind of a type of music, but it's almost an apples and oranges comparison, you know. But I listen to mostly rap, honestly. Like, I like Chance a lot. Really, like, what have I been listening to? I like Drake a lot. I'll just check and see what have I been listening to. I like Kendrick, J. Cole, pretty much, like, a lot of mainstream rap, I guess. Like, Lecrae a lot. Indie Mineo, but mostly rap. I do like worship music, but it's kind of interesting dichotomy. But not too much, like, poppy stuff. I have a barbecue playlist that has some general poppy stuff of, like, pop, like, positive type music. Not pop, but, like, Love Somebody by Maroon 5 is good. Break the Rules.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, Unwritten, that's a good song.
Stay.
Yeah, so it's kind of... It's like, I would say 80% of what I listen to is rap, 19% is worship, and then 1% is, like, other, I would say, like, 2 or 3% is Irish folk music.
Yeah.
That's been getting into the rotation more lately.
Cool.
Whether you classify Old Town Road as country or not, you can count that as, like, 0.5%. But I grew up listening to a lot of, what's it called? Like classic rock, like Led Zeppelin, Queen, AC/DC, and all that. But I don't really listen to it as much nowadays. Which is, I tried for a while to get more into like R&B type music, I guess.
Okay.
To kind of diversify what I listen to, so I'm not just pure rap. And I enjoyed what that did to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just enjoy rap the most, I feel like.
That's what about awesome. You? Yeah, I kind of wanted to ask you like more questions about your music taste. So you like the barbecue playlist was like more poppy. Like, who would you say are your like of those? Like, who do you like the best? Like,
I mean, Ariana Grande is pretty good. Uh-huh. I think Lady Gaga is my favorite. My brother loves Lady Gaga. He's definitely made me into a big fan. Oh, like The Cure,
that's such
a good song. John Wayne is a really good song. I feel like it's underrated. Can't name too many other ones, honestly. Like that. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite, as it shows, is like something that I don't even like. Like I very rarely will be like, oh, I'm gonna listen to Lady Gaga right now. Mm-hmm. Like that almost never happens. But yeah, I feel like I used to really like Katy Perry, not as much anymore. I don't know what other, I don't know the other pop music as much, but
Katy Perry's pretty great. I like her Prism album a lot.
Yeah,
she has a song called it's called Love Me. It's like super good. That's so cool. And you said you like Lecrae.
Yeah, I like Lecrae a lot. He was, I forgot who I listened to first. It was either Eminem or Lecrae.
Mm.
And, but either way, like, I didn't want my parents to know that I was listening to rap music. And then, yeah, like, from Lecrae, I got really into, like, the whole, like, Christian rap scene. And I feel like I still have some good roots in there that I'll listen to every once in a while.
Mm.
But, yeah, Lecrae is the one I've seen in concert the most. Because I feel like he's the one that I, like, followed the most when I was really getting into rap.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen him probably, like, 5 or 6 times, which is actually really good.
Yeah.
Some in October, wow. November.
Are you going to see him again?
I may see him in June, but I don't know. I need to save up for Kanye tickets.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Lecrae's super good. It's really cool. He's a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I like, he's really, really wholesome music. Mm-hmm. Andy Mineo is super, super incredible. I like him a lot.
I've never heard of Andy Mineo.
Oh. I think he's better than Lecrae, honestly.
Oh, wow.
No offense to Lecrae, but...
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I really like his music and what he does, but...
I have to remember.
Yeah, that's about it.
Nice. And I listen to a lot of Lecrae, but he has this song called I'll Find You,
I think. Oh, with Tori Kelly?
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw him in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
I was with Colby. Do you know Colby, the freshman? Okay. But, like, I was with some people,
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, he's gonna bring out Tori Kelly. No doubt on this song. And she's like, okay.
Oh, no.
And then guess what?
He brought out Tori Kelly.
Stand a little longer. I don't know how it goes. I forgot how it goes. Yeah. And she came out and everyone was like, no way.
Oh, beautiful.
More people had their phones out for her, honestly. Mm. Like, it was like I went to the Clippers-Warriors game the other day and like the Clippers came out. I was like,
yeah.
Then the Warriors were about to come out and everyone's phones was like over there. It was Steph like, Curry. Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool.
That's a good song.
How cool. That reminds me of when I went to go see Switchfoots. Another super Christian band. And they brought out Lauren Daigle. Who is like...
Who's that? I've heard that name before.
Super popular. She's like the one who does like... You Say. Do you know that one?
I don't think so.
She's like really popular. I can like play like whenever things. I mean, I think
she's
my favorite.
I've heard that name, I feel like.
Or you know Trust in You.
100 million. Who is this?
She's awesome. Do you know that one? No? Really?
No, John? I have no
clue.
This
is so surprising.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I know it's an anomaly.
I don't think I've ever heard this song. Maybe the chorus I'd recognize, but I literally don't think I've ever heard that song.
How cool. She's really popular in Christian circles. How cool.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's a whole new artist I can explore.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really good. I think she's my favorite Christian singer.
Dang.
That you've never heard of. How cool.
No.
Wow. Yeah, I like Christian music a lot, but I loved all that, by the way. I'll have to look into any indie menu. And it's interesting that you said Irish music, because I was watching a video on Ed Sheeran earlier today. I've been super into Ed Sheeran lately, and he is I think he's a lot of ethnicities, but one of them is Irish. And on his album Divide, he has a song called Galloway Girl. And he incorporates, like, Irish, like, music in it. And his whole heart behind it was, like, I feel like when people think of Irish music, they maybe think of, like, older. But, like, it's always been really youthful at heart. So I really liked that he like incorporated that.
I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. I feel like in the song, is it pronounced Galloway?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I probably just said it like in a way that wasn't good. And he also he has another one on that album that I really like. Yeah, I really like Ed Sheeran. If we look at like my queue, mm-hmm. or like the things that I've searched for. What have I searched for? Ed Sheeran, Lucas Graham. He has one song that's pretty good. Mm. Narcos and Walk It Talking
by Migos. Yeah, I love Migos.
Yeah, I really love Migos. I like a ton of stuff. I have a playlist on my Spotify. I like Halsey a lot.
She is really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also really love, like, I don't know, like, I kind of hinted at it with Ed Sheeran, but, like, Ed Sheeran, John Mayer, Lumineers. I think that if you, like, were to look up the genre, it'd be, like, white men with guitars. that's the genre. I think that's a really good one. Like, even in the call room, they were talking about Shawn Mendes, and I was like, I love Shawn Mendes. yeah, I love, yeah, just, like, people who really put a lot of thought into the lyrics. And I feel like that's a genre, you know?
Yeah.
Just, like, the acoustic, like...
Yeah, I don't know what you'd call that. Individual performance with like guitar. Similar.
Yeah. I love like Selena, Quintanilla, growing up, Shakira. We were playing Shakira in the call room.
The Selena? No, yeah. Selena Gomez. Okay.
No, Selena Gomez is pretty great too. Like, yeah. Selena. I don't know. Growing up Hispanic, I was just inescapable.
Yeah.
love Selena. And I gave Edgar 2 minutes because he danced to Shakira. Yeah, he was like, well, you give me minutes if I dance. And I was like, only if you dance the whole song. And he did, so.
Dang.
That was cute. It was really nice to talk with a lot of Latino coworkers. And so it's nice to have, like, a shared background with music and stuff. Yeah, George Ezra.
Do you like, what music genres do you... least like?
I would say country, but I'm coming to realize that summertime country is actually kind of nice. Like, I was driving, I have a playlist called It's Not All Bad. Do you want to see it? yeah
it's not all bad.
But like Sam Hunt, House Party is so good.
Nice.
This is actually really long. Like Thomas Rhett is amazing. My dad really likes Florida Georgia Line and Luke Bryan, which is so weird because my dad only likes like what you were saying, like hard rock or like AC/DC and stuff. And Jesus. I don't think Jesus. Well, I mean, I would never ever call my dad Jesus, but like, why are you watching Luke Bryan? I think because he watches Sean Hannity a lot, and so sometimes they'll play like. Country song. And they're just like, oh my gosh, dad.
That's so funny.
And yeah, there's specifically one. And
yeah, I think one week this summer I'm gonna listen to nothing but country music and see what it does to my psyche. I might like it at the end of it, you never know.
Yeah.
But I could see it being good in summertime, no doubt.
Oh yeah. My friend Sam, who I went on summer mission with, he is a country artist. This is I'm sure Sam would let me. And so. Yeah, that's Sam.
Pretty decent. Yeah. Super cool.
Mm-hmm. He has a song called Southern Sunrise. It's so beautiful. We were in the streets of South Asia, and like we would take a lot of Ubers. And so I have every single word of this song memorized because we would like. Because like before we went on Summer Project, we like kind of like get to know each other thing, make some music, and you know me, John, I was like, what kind of music, like, can I buy it? Like, and so
does he sing or
yeah, that's Sam.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he from?
He's from Atlanta. No, Athens.
Oh, okay.
Athens, Georgia.
Dang, that's super cool.
Mm-hmm. He's like sold out the Georgia Theater. He's awesome.
Wow.
Chasing my southern sunrise, trying to pull it through. But yeah, really
good. That's super good, yeah.
Yeah, check out Sam Tootin of the Tootin Brothers.
T-U-T-E-N. Tootin.
Oh, I actually have a really funny video if you want to see it, John. It was my dad, because Sam has a song called Lonesome Traveler that is awesome. It kind of sounds like this Bob Seger song. I don't know if you know who Bob Seger is. He's like this, like, really cool... I think, like, Turn the Page is the song. And Metallica covered it. It's, like, really long. And so I was like, hey, my dad loves Lonesome Traveler. He put it in his favorite playlist. Like, Hope God is doing big things in Georgia. And so this is my dad.
Dude.
My dad, so, I was like, Dad, this is your chance. This is your shot, Dad. What are you going to say to Sam? He was like, this is a great song. I was like, Dad, I know him. He's my friend. He's like, what? And I was like, okay, ready, ready, ready? And then he's like, it's a song, dude. But yeah, he's...
That's so funny.
Yeah, and so like Sam was like, that's the best compliment ever, which is super sweet. And like, but yeah, so like, I think it's really cool. Like, I always love like... If my friends make any music, like, I love to listen to that. So, because of Sam, I can't say country is, like, horrible. Oh, I always have to check myself, because, like, it really does bring a lot of people joy, myself included. So,
yeah. Yeah. I'll try country. We'll see.
Definitely. I can send you some of Sam's songs.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right. Well, I hope all of the questions were answered.
Yeah. Should we have, like, it open? Like, people can send us questions anytime?
Yeah, if people want to send us questions, DM Kanye Conversations on Instagram. And, yeah, we will be on the lookout for our overflowing inboxes.
But, yeah. Definitely. No, but in all honesty, thank you so much for listening. It's been so cool to do this. It's nice to have listeners.
Yeah. It's an enigma, or I don't know what the word is, but it's quite a mystery as to
who's listening. It's definitely like who is. It's so mysterious.
It really is.
So yeah, lots of love.
All right, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. We will keep having stuff, but until then, this has been Kanye Conversations.